From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello, everyone. Today's question, should leaders ever lie? Well, I teach ethics, so as you can imagine, I'm not a fan of lying. Let's define our terms, too. To tell a lie is to communicate information you know to be false. And in the workplace, lying takes some ugly forms. Taking credit for the work of others, blaming others for our mistakes, deceiving others about plans, resources, or achievements, making promises on which we know we can't possibly deliver, misrepresenting the words of others, making claims of quality or safety we know to be untrue. All of those actions, when done by anyone, erode trust. But when the leader commits those sins, the impact can be even greater. Leaders have great influence on the moral and ethical culture of an organization. People look to you for cues on how they should perform. And if you are known as someone who plays fast and loose with the facts, especially for personal gain, you will lose the key ingredient of leadership, and that's trust. A woman named Sissela Bach is a philosopher who has written and studied extensively on the topic of lying. In her book called Lying, Moral Choice in Public and Private Life, she writes, "Trust and integrity are precious resources, easily squandered, hard to regain. They can thrive only on a foundation of respect for veracity." Now here's the point at which you may be saying, wait, never ever lie? Aren't there acceptable times? Aren't there people who deserve to be lied to? How about a would-be murderer looking for someone you're helping to conceal? Or what about a person about to jump off a window ledge? In those cases, you could take what's called in ethics the consequentialist approach. You measure the amount of good done compared to the harm done by deviating from the truth. And you probably feel pretty good about that decision to lie. You could apply another test, what Sissela Bach calls the publicity test. Informed about your lie, would reasonable people consider it justified? Now, that doesn't suggest we turn our decisions to lie into some popularity contest. That might turn us into politicians, right? It means we'd be open to claiming public responsibility for a lie and explaining why we chose that option. Because we often have options, especially when the circumstances aren't life or death. For example, you could reframe a question someone asks you to provide a truthful answer. Let's say you work for a terrible boss, not just in your opinion terrible, but pretty universally recognized as a boss who himself or herself lies. And that person doesn't like one of your employees, and you believe it's truly unfair. It's in fact discriminatory. That employee makes a rare and minor mistake, and your boss spots the error and demands to know who's responsible. You think it through. You don't think it's fair to this person to isolate this person out of context for that one mistake. If you say Joe did it, it could be harmful to him. So you may reframe things this way. Well, how did that happen? I think we miscommunicated and it resulted in that error. Joe acted in good faith and we're both accountable. So what if changes are afoot in your organization and you've been told a big merger is likely to happen, but you are forbidden as a manager to discuss it? An employee asks you, "Why are you in so many meetings lately? Is something going on?" You don't want to lie. Saying no isn't an option, but saying yes could actually violate a Securities and Exchange Commission rule in a publicly traded company. So you walk a fine line, and you reply, "My life seems like one meeting after another. You know I share information whenever I can." And that's important. If you are known for sharing truthful information, people will accept when you can't say more than what you just said. Truth can also and should also be tempered with tact. If someone asks, "Does this outfit make me look fat?" there's a big difference between, "Yow, you look 20 pounds heavier," and, "Well, it's not my favorite look on you." Both are true. One hurts a little less. Why not take heed of a great quote from Mark Twain, who said this, "I have a higher and grander standard of principle than George Washington. He could not lie. I can, but I won't." Thank you, Mark Twain, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Q&A. From Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.